So that's the thing. When you go, when you have ethnic groups in conflict with each other, that's an opportunity for outsiders to come in and use those conflicts for the larger purpose of destabilization and regime change. But what happened further, and the reason I felt this was worthy of a book in and of itself, this topic, is because while the Russian Civil War was still going on, Winston Churchill and basically the whole British government launched a propaganda offensive in 1919 and 1920, whose purpose was to blame the Jews for the Bolshevik Revolution and the Red Terror and the whole catastrophe of what had happened to Russia. And Churchill notoriously personally penned a lengthy article in a London newspaper in it was in February 8th, 1920, where he basically said, he accused the Jews of having fomented the Bolshevik Revolution and all the horrors of the Red Terror. But he went further than that and said that actually Jews have essentially led and orchestrated every subversive movement in Europe, going all the way back to the French Revolution and the formation of the Bavarian Illuminati back in 1776. And he accused the Jews of being somehow uniquely subversive and uniquely expert in subversion, and of having a very long history going back 150 years or more from that date, 1920. And he portrayed the current chaos in Russia as being simply the latest incarnation, the latest explosion of this perennial Jewish penchant for destabilizing and subverting. And what I argue in my book, and I think I prove it actually, is that, first of all, this propaganda, this anti-Jewish propaganda line, was not simply an opinion of Winston Churchill that he was expressing. It was an official propaganda position of the British establishment that was put out in major newspapers and promoted very heavily by the official war propaganda apparatus of Great Britain in 1919 and 1920, during the very time when 60,000 British troops were on the ground in Russia, when millions of whites and reds were clashing in the Russian Civil War, and Great Britain was in charge of this whole process. And so this was a very provocative thing for the War Secretary of the British Empire, who was personally responsible for this whole Russian theater of operations, to say it was the Jews who did it. And he did it for a calculated reason. He said, not only are they responsible for what happened in Russia, but for all subversive movements going back to the 18th century. And what I argue is that Churchill and the British intelligence generally put this out as a cover story to distract attention from the fact that the British Empire, the British intelligence itself, was actually the leading perpetrator of these revolutions slash color revolutions during that very time period that Churchill specified, beginning with the Bavarian Illuminati, the French Revolution, the revolutions of 1848, the Russian Revolution. These were projects of British intelligence. And what I show in my book is that for a period of more than 200 years leading up to the present day, that there, but beginning back in the 18th century, there was a concerted propaganda effort by British intelligence to actually create a conspiracy literature, especially after the French Revolution. There were some best-selling authors who were writing very popular books, accusing the Illuminati and the Freemasons and other groups of launching the French Revolution in order to institute a satanic regime that would replace Christendom. And interestingly, nobody was accusing the Jews at that point of having been part of this. But I show in my book, and I name names of specific British operatives who were actually involved in planting and seeding the historical records with this kind of information about the Illuminati, about the Freemasons. And as you read in that quote, much of this information was true. I'm not saying that it's not true, but it's the way that it was used and the selective manner in which certain facts were emphasized and others were de-emphasized. And so what I showed is that the alternative media of that time, the equivalent of our Twitter-based influencers, you know, who are challenging the mainstream views, that they were just as much under the control of intelligence services as the mainstream news sources. And I think that remains true to this day.